ఇప్పుడు అవుతున్నా to bring acknowledge our differences and reach the lotus feet, you know, of Lord Ram, so that he can conquer over Maya. But the biggest thing that can attack our communities is what? Maya. The disunity. The monkeys would have fought amongst themselves here. You are not putting the stone properly. Don't do it this way. I know better than you don't know, and I know, and then the bridge would have never been made. Huh? But they were successful because of that. Also, they give so several examples are there. The Prabhupada's famous example is of the Andha Pankunya, the blind man and a lame man. What can a lame man do? Hardly. And what can a blind man do? Also hardly. But if the blind man, on the shoulder of a blind man, a lame man sits, then what they cannot do? As a normal person, they can behave and they can achieve whatever is required. So this principle of cooperation is so important in community living, which will come only if we are able to respect each other for our differences. We respect the differences of each other. Okay? Obviously, no two people can be same. How can we live in a utopian world? It would be stupidity. We have to be realistic. We are different, we have to stay, and differences will be there. It is not that, oh, but it is obvious, it will be different. But with that, how we can progress, that is there. And also one another healthy element is appreciation. We are all very poor in appreciation for anybody, whether it is on a family level also, we feel, what is there to appreciate the husband every day? Or what is there to appreciate the wife? They're doing their duty. They're cooking food and they're going out and earning money and all. But once in a way, if we go out of our way to appreciate, appreciation acts like a tonic to double the output of a person. You see, if a devotee does something in the project and if he gets a pat on the back, he will feel like doing double. But if he does something and it goes unrecognized, then what happens? He feels discouraged. How much ever I do, it's not going to be appreciated. What's the point of doing? So, in a community, it's very healthy to go out of our way to appreciate each other. Okay, very nice, you know. Without you, it would have been difficult. We learn this from people like Lions Club and Rotary Club and all. How much exaggerated appreciation they give. For not doing anything much, you will get medals and, you know, pins and all they keep giving you. So, they want to encourage. So, sometimes we can take school even from a busy place. We learn these small things from them, and why can't we in our community appreciate people who are doing mammoth contribution? So if, just to cut this thing short, so this was about community which we wanted to do, and these three aspects, personal, family, community, will help us in our abhidhaya to be able to render service. And that brings us to the last part of our this thing today, prayojan. Here we see prayojan means
fruits.
You develop that love for Krishna, for Prabhupada, and that comes only with a heart full of gratitude. This heart is what? Full of
gratitude.
Right? It's full of gratitude. So at this particular point, we just wanted to do a very, very beautiful and sacred exercise. Right? So we request all of you to come very close over here. We are going to do a combined offering to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is over here. Our whole seminar was what? For his sake. And we understood that we all do things for our own sake, but we want to come out of that zone and do for Prabhupada's sake. And if Prabhupada would have only thought of his sake, then he would have never done any. I mean, we wouldn't be sitting like this comfortably and discussing all his nice answers, philosophy, whatever. So to show our gratitude to Prabhupada, we request you to do this exercise with all the sincerity and gratitude which you could gather in your heart. So this is going to be a special, special Guru Puja which we want to do for Prabhupada, but it will be a collective Guru Puja. And every item will be offered by a different person with a particular meditation. So we request you, all of you will come close and focus on this. So, Prabhuji, we need 8 people,
yeah.
Men, women together. You can just come and stand in line.
I mentioned the names.
Okay, so you can please.
Okay.
We need Chamar and Morpams also.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah, so I request these devotees to please come and meet your name in the Amarnath room. The children of Prabhu, Rishi Chinta Prabhu, we have Amarnath Prabhu, Amarnath Prabhu, Karuna Hathari, okay. Shravani?
Yeah, we have one by one because different items.
Oh, okay, one by one.
Yeah.
Okay. So these sitters will come.
Can you please come forward if you don't mind? Somebody who can blow the conch shell very well first. So we request each of you, we know the order in which we do aarti, right? We blow a conch shell, then there is incense, then there is 5-week lamp, after that there is water which we offer, then there is a handkerchief which we offer, then there is flowers, then there is chamar, and then there is more pump, peacock feather. And then again conch in the end. So we have made this aarti with specific meditations on when we are offering a particular aarti item. That what I should think of when I am offering the incense. So we will just show you for example. Where are the 8 devotees? They are in line here.
With that situation, we
have. Somebody who blows conch shell would be first, and last also somebody else who can blow a good conch shell. And in between any items, so we offer all the items only 7 times. Usually you don't know 4, 3, 2. But to make it easier for some people might be. So as the aarti is being offered, we will all collectively and silently with all the gratitude and sincerity in our heart, try to meditate on these meditations which we will write over here, and we will all say it together once while the offering is going on of that thing. So we will not play the bell since it would disturb the sound, and we will just hear right now. So first, before he blows the conch, we all will just repeat this. So you'll repeat with us. First we'll say, "Oh Prabhupada, when will I confidently sound the conch, announcing the victory of your teachings,
and devotional process
over my unruly mind and senses." Together. Can you all read? So please come. Rajeshwar Mahaji, come in the front. No? Says, "Oh Prabhupada, when will I offer you a mind strongly but sweetly fragranced with the incense scent of non-enviousness?"
Next, we'll offer the lamp to Prabhupada with this meditation while he's offering on all our behalf to Prabhupada. Right? So we'll say, O Srila Prabhupada,
O Srila Prabhupada,
when will I offer you the lamp of my heart?
When will I offer you the lamp of my heart?
Ablaze with the desire to serve only your desires as my own.
Ablaze with the desire to serve only your desires as my own.
So next we want to offer the jal, the water offering. So we'll say, O Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada.
We can say a little louder with more feeling.
O Srila Prabhupada.
When will I offer you my honest tears of repentance?
When will I offer you my honest tears of repentance?
For many times I have abused your very gracious magnanimity and mercy. So while you are offering, Mataji will not play the bell. So you start the offering and we are reading this during your day. Okay, so next we will offer, while she is offering, we will read this. O Srila Prabhupada,
O Srila Prabhupada,
when will I take,
when will I take
the well-kept cloth of my false pride,
the well-kept cloth of my false pride,
and clean my consciousness,
and clean my consciousness
of unwanted thoughts? While she is offering the flowers, he will say, O Srila Prabhupada,
O Srila Prabhupada,
when will I stop worshipping you?
When will I stop worshipping you?
With flowers offered without devotion.
With flowers offered without devotion.
And sincerely offer,
and sincerely offer
the lotus of my heart,
the lotus of my heart,
at your divine lotus feet. This is a copy. Hmm. Come. So now while she is offering the chamar, we'll offer this particular prayer. We will try to feel the prayer which we are trying to make to Prabhupada so that he gets our emotions also there. Oh Srila Prabhupada.
When will I take the
chamara? And whisk aside.
My personal motivation.
And render pure devotional service unto you. So now we are going to offer the peacock fan. Oh Prabhupada, when will I fan you with enthusiastic plans
for nourishing and expanding your mission
based on simple purity and compassion? When he blows the conch shell, after we read this, he'll blow the conch shell. Conch shell always signifies what? Victory. When in the battle of Kurukshetra, Ramayana battle, when the conch shell would be played, depending on who was playing, whether it was Duryodhana's conch shell or Arjun's, people's hearts would respond accordingly, right? The hearts would crack or break or with joy. You could feel that. So we want to blow the conch shell with this particular meditation. Oh Prabhupada.
Oh Prabhupada.
Oh Srila Prabhupada.
Oh Srila Prabhupada.
When will I sound the conch?
When will I sound the conch?
To announce that the final battle has been won. That my mind and heart have taken full and permanent shelter. At your divinely soft lotus feet. We'll repeat this one more time. Oh Srila Prabhupada.
When
will I sound the conch? To announce that the final battle has been won.
That my mind and heart have taken full and permanent shelter.
At your divinely soft lotus feet.
विष्णुपादाय विष्णुप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी ఆశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. His loving divine grace, serve the whole world, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. So then the final part, please sit down just 5 minutes more if we depart. You would like now to make an offering. We made offerings of these various items. But please take out your paper and pen. Or something to write on. Everyone, or you can share the paper, share the pens.
Is it okay because most of the people have iPhone?
iPhone, yeah. Sorry. I'm coming.
So, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Any way to write with a mobile, could be anything. So, the thing we want to do now is, having gone through this Sangha with each other and discussing and trying to improve our commitment to Srila Prabhupada, and with this motivation, with this desire, to do things in our life which we have never done before, which we have found very difficult to do, but simply only for one and no other reason. However difficult that thing has been in your life, which you always you thought was necessary to do. I should do this. I should do this. But you could never do it because of what they call as Hriday Dorbalya. Because all of us have a weak heart. A weak heart. But gaining strength from Prabhupada's mercy, knowing that you want to do it for His sake, getting strength from Prabhupada, we'd like to do that. How difficult it is. So what are those things which we would like to do now? On the auspicious event of Prabhupada's visit to Boston 50 years ago, celebrating that by making a genuine offering of our love, what would you like to offer to Prabhupada for His sake, for His pleasure? Maybe small baby steps, be big things, be anything, but we would like to make it a tangible experience. We would not like to have this discussion or seminar be just one of the things we have attended in our ISKCON career, where we learned nice things, where we felt nice things, but it remained a theoretical experience. We would like to transform this into a real transformative experience. So having done this and gone through this meditation of the Arati, please write down what is your offering to Prabhupada on his 50th year. Could be a seva, could be anatha you want to get rid of, could be a virtue which you want to develop, could be a practical activity, could be anything in your heart which you think is worth doing, however difficult it has been. Could be one thing, could be five things, could be 10 things. What is doable? So with the prayer in your heart, we're sitting in the most auspicious place we can be, with the lotus feet of Sri Gopi Vallabha. Deities a person installed by Prabhupada 50 years ago in this holy place. We are not in America, we are not in this world. We are right now in the spiritual world, sitting in Krishna's own personal abode, with this pure devotee in front of us. So we have the perfect environment to make sankalpa. You go to holy places and make sankalpa, right? So we want to make this sankalpa in our heart. It's not about giving money or donations, not that about sankalpa. Superficial sankalpa, okay, I'll give 1 lakh rupees for this project. No, not that. We want to give something from our heart, not from our pocket. Because what comes from the heart is the real act of love, which is prayojana. So please make your individual offerings of your own hearts and pen it down so that it stays with you. You may not want to share it with others, or you may not share it with others, that's up to you. That's about your relationship with your fellow devotees. But still, sitting in front of Prabhupada, let's do this. Is it all right? Is it okay? Hare Krishna. Done with this? Right. So if there's anything else in the end, you want to ask any questions or make any comments or say anything about what you'd like to say or ask something, we'll end with that.
So during the earlier session, you said that every time, you know, we participate in a festival, program, partake prasadam, we are accruing debt to Srila Prabhupada because it's only by His mercy that we are receiving all that. So we know that it's impossible to repay that debt to our spiritual master or Srila Prabhupada. But as practicing devotees, what are some things consciously we can do to at least make an attempt to please Him and the spiritual master? Apart from what we are pledging today.
Anyone would like to answer this? This is not for me, this is for anyone can say this. Would you like to answer this question?
Yes, yes. That's very obvious. Participate in the Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma, I know, thank you.
Yuga Dharma!
So there are so many desires to fulfill for Krishna's pleasure, right? And therefore he has taken so many initiatives to flood the world with Krishna consciousness. So any of these wonderful initiatives Prabhupada has given us, give your life to them. Give your life to those, one of those projects and make it your life and soul. Yes, Prasannaru. You wanted to say something? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Actually, like, this lecture is so refreshing because it's not like, you know, few verses or, you know, something. It's just directly into the heart, the message. But the thing I want to share is, like, the words you used, especially gratitude, cooperation, and you also mentioned that, you know, that mercy we are getting from Prabhupada, actually we don't deserve it. So, my experience this week is like, you know, I met a person who almost like 50 times went to detox program. Like, he is drug addict from age 12 and now he is 30. And he went almost like 50 times admitted into a hospital to just detoxify. So last time he was admitted is like March 19th and discharged on March 22nd. The reason for admission is like he tried to commit suicide for hanging himself. So he tried to commit suicide for 20 times. And within 2 days, he was filed for assault and again came to the hospital for some other reason. So if Prabhupada never came to United States, maybe we were not that bad, maybe one or two times. We were in such a pathetic condition of Kali. Just, we don't appreciate what Prabhupada did for us because we don't see the other side of the picture. We just come to the temple, take it granted, oh, beautiful deities, beautiful, everything is beautiful, beautiful prasadam, excellent. But what if Prabhupada never came to United States? Just because Prabhupada came here, all the way from India, Prabhu is coming here to United States to talk about this. Can you even imagine, like, does it ever possible to have a satsanga, somebody from India coming to Boston after 50 years of arrival of Prabhupada and doing on this day? I would like to give a big round of applause to Srila Prabhupada and beautiful presenter. And the second point of gratitude is like, you know, I don't have any qualification to talk because it directly penetrated into my heart. I know how much time it took for the presentation to make, how many edits, how many people has to give feedback, you know, to come to this stage. So it takes a lot of effort. I have opportunity to see patients from 30 weeks to 110 years. So people at 26 weeks, they are so prematured. So they were in ICU for 4 months to take little breath of air, oxygen. 2-3 weeks back, there is a 30-year-old guy who is eating his dinner, choked. And he had a cardiac arrest. And after 4 days, he died in the ICU. What is the accident? He is eating. And I saw multiple times in 20s and 30s, people has heart headache, completely healthy, like us. Do a brain scan, grade 4 brain cancer. I told to families, it's so disappointing to deal with all these situations that you only live for 6 months, 1 year. 20s, 30s. So if it is all Krishna's blessing, like, you know, the mere, like, even we are wake up in the morning being alive, walking, talking, eating, drinking without any tubes is happiness. We should be grateful. So, I mean, the point I want to bring is what Krishna is doing for us and what Prabhupada is doing for us. That is gratitude. It's not like take it granted, oh, eating, drinking, talking, everything is, you know, it's after all. You know, what Prabhupada. So I just want to paint the other side of the coin so that we can contrast every day. Oh, I am talking, I am walking, I am eating without any tubes. That is Krishna. Pure mercy. And Prabhupada, pure mercy. Please forgive me.
There is a Vaishnava called Jananand Prabhu, somebody, now he's a Swami now. Many years ago, he came to Gopinath Mandir and said this, which I remembered and I want to remember. He said that what happens as a devotee becomes, you know, spends more time in ISKCON. One thing definitely happens, and that is he appreciates. He appreciates more and more and more what he has got. That definitely grows. If that is happening, then your Bhaktivedanta bees is growing organically and beautifully in the garden of your heart. The activity may not change. The same rounds, the same devotees, the same family, the same books, the same everything. But just you do it with a deeper sense of appreciating that I have Krishna. I have Krishna's holy name. I have Krishna's devotees. I have Krishna's message. I have Krishna's prasad. I have Krishna's deity. I have Krishna's seva. You have all these things right now also, but you do all that with a deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper sense of appreciating. And if that is happening, we are safely in the shelter of Krishna. If that is not happening, then as he said, somewhere Maya has taken all these, made us mind occluded with a sense of complacency. So this seminar is basically just to deepen our appreciation for Prabhupada's numerous bountiful gifts which has given the whole world. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Mataji, you are talking about the respect to the devotee, appreciation and last is cooperation. So living in the community of devotee, some of the services are offered to us. And people, you know, they appreciate, but we do not come to know that. We think from our heart that due to our services, some people might have got disturbed, or, you know, we get appreciation, of course, devotee always appreciates us, and we don't get the feedback that some of the devotees are displeased, and we are not Krishna to have, you know, we understand everyone and everyone's heart. So at least how to come to know that our authority is pleased or not. Because sometimes, you know, really, actually with the vibrations in the community, you know, we come in the community, we are trying to serve, putting the heart, but vibration proves that something is wrong actually. Somebody is displeased with my service, even the authority. And we because they are always praising us, and we can't come to know that whether we are making mistakes or not. And really, it is feeling of insecurity in the community.
There is a thing called a bank account. In relationships to
what
was that? So in a community it's very important that we keep investing that love and trust amongst each other. So that it acts as a buffer that whenever you may make an unintentional mistake. Intentional mistakes for, you know, you end up hurting somebody, you ask for forgiveness because you know you have done something wrong. But when you don't know that by my son behavior somebody has got hurt, How do you handle that? That is, if we have built that relationship with each other, then you can take it in your own stride. Because as Bhakti Rasam Swami was just telling us last week, most of the problems in this world are only for two things. She said this, and he said this, and she didn't do this, and he didn't do this. Or he did this, and he didn't do this. And she didn't say this, and she did that. Right? So in a community, this is going to happen very often, and it is very easy to say, you know, we should appreciate, we should respect, and we should tolerate. Much easier said than done. But still, at least we keep that in focus that we are supposed to do this, and we have such relationships by which we are open to correction. The worst situation in life for a devotee is when we have created such an impression about us, such a situation that people will not correct us when we are wrong. So we are in a dangerous situation, we are rightly insecure. No? If we have given that confidence to people that, oh, anytime you see me doing something wrong, which I will be doing at some point, please feel free to come and correct me or tell me. And we take it also in the right stride. Now, the first time somebody comes and tells you, you justify it 100 times in your own way. Second time people will say, no use telling this person. He or she is always going to justify. So it's up to us what type of impression we create to others, that we are human, we are going to make mistakes, but please, help me. We are here to help each other in our weak points and strong points. So unknowingly mistakes are not considered as offences. The one time, Narayan Maharaj was telling the difference between mistake or offence. See, offence is something which you do deliberately to harm the opposite person. But if accidentally when you are walking and your feet touches somebody, you don't get paranoid, you know. Oh, I did offence. Because it was not deliberate. So unknowingly done offences, we just beg forgiveness and the heart is clear and it's not taken. But knowingly we should not do things to hurt and harm individuals or community or whatever, you know, as we term it as political moves which we make. Krishna sees it. But even on, non-active times, we try to invest in relationships that their love and trust is basic, underlying principle remains.
There is one mantra.
There is one mantra. Of course, we have the Maha Mantra, so we may not need more mantras now. They are the greatest mantra in the Vedic literature. Yet, in because of for community living and practical living, and maybe even for family life, if you learn this two-worded mantra, I apply this mantra. We apply the mantra in our life regularly. We apply this mantra, and it seems to work. So, this is not guesses. This is not coming from any Samhita or Purana. But this is coming from practical life. All of you know this mantra actually, we are just going to tell you what you already know. So if you want, again, you can come with your right ears over here and I can whisper this mantra in your ears right here. No, your right ear already was whispered by your Guru Maharaj, so I'll take the left ear. Just two words, just two magic words, which will help, which will definitely, you have to take this mantra very seriously, but you don't have to chant 16 rounds of it.
It's my point. I am responsible.
The two worded mantra is, let go.
Simpler than anyone.
It just let go. Our material mind, a conditioned mind, has a tendency, a pravritti, an inherent tendency to latch on to those things which are not important. The mind is so beautiful and expert in making trivial things into big things. She didn't say that and he didn't do it. He didn't say that and she didn't do it. And the mind is like completely disturbed. Right? But if you just say, so what? Just let go. There is so much to life to think about, to dwell upon, and to do. Right? If you just hang on to somebody's having not done something or someone having said something, so what? Why should we conclude so many things about that person, about Krishna consciousness, about ISKCON, just because one person said or this? Just let go. Let go. And simply, this is the practical version of Amanana Mana Dena. this is more like a, you know, Amanana Dena might look like very Shastric and very high-fi and very big. Just let Your wife said something which hurt you. So what? She's your wife. Yeah? And you love her. No matter what she says or she does, just love her. Just let go. I did something wrong. She does the same thing with me. I did some mistake. I was lousy in doing something. I didn't do things properly. Usually I'm a very lousy guy. And she said something, you know. So let go. Huh? Let go. Let the relationship not be so superficial that small things can really threaten the divinity, the sanctity, and the purity of our divine relationship. We are all spirit souls. Truly, we are brothers and sisters. And we are ultimately, as we say in the seminar, we are grandchildren of the same grandfather. And then families, there are always going to be some ups and downs. There will be. There has to be. Just let go. Let go. Don't dwell upon it. Just let go. Move on with life. Life is like a river. It never stops. So don't let your mind stop and dwell on something which is unhealthy. Just the liver of the mind flow. Toi me ananya vishaya matir madhupate sakrit. What is that? Nati madhupata matha gange vagham udhanvati. This is Kunti Maharani's praise to Krishna. Let, oh my dear Lord, who clear of madhupate sakrit, let the river of a mind flow towards your lotus feet. Inasmuch as the same Ganga, since it arises from the Gangotri, through all obstacles, mountains, valleys, stones, rocks, everything, it keeps on relentlessly flowing towards the ocean. As the Ganga is flowing towards the ocean, let the mind always flow only towards your lotus feet. And anything else, like the Ganga is flowing, it's not just a beautiful thing. Mountains are there, rocks are there, so many trees are falling, but she moves on till she meets the ocean. So this Karuna Sindhu, Kripa Sindhu is here, right here. Till we meet him, so many things will come in our life. He said this and she said that in the community. So what? Keep on flowing. Keep on chanting. Keep on chanting. Keep on chanting. Keep on going. Going on with life. Life is a beautiful journey. Journey home. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for a wonderful class. It's really reinstated my faith since last 1 year, whatever damage happened after coming to this foreign land. Really. So just one question I had, like, though I hear multiple times, but still there is a tendency in the mind to be being, as it is subtle nature, it will take some time, but the tendency is there to stamp the devotee, like, as we grow, we see clearly so many faults and all. So there is a tendency in the mind, and when the association around us also sometimes add the fuel to that, we may try to go away from that association, but still, it's becoming hard as we are limited here in this land. So how to come out of that? What are the practical tips we need to take to come out of that stamping beauty nature? So we know still that we should not be critical and all this thing, but practically it becomes very hard. So yeah.
Stamping means sometimes what happens, you know, we think that devotee is very disciplined, but extra discipline, something that happened. And then we ask the community about his appreciation. Us devotee ko milna nahi, it's a little critical, you know. Something happens and it is stamping completely. We try to improve our relation with that, but we always, you know, get hearing about so many things actually. But like, we don't know him, we are coming in the foreign land, but now we also started developing that nature. That leads to so many offenses actually. So, the community, you know,
actually, one time we were at Vasudev Datta's place in Mayapur at Modruma Dweep, and Sachinandan Maharaj was there with us. and Radha and Maharaj both were there. And they shared some beautiful realizations. He was saying that it is easier to live in a jungle with scorpions and snakes sometimes than to live with devotees. So you are more peaceful living in the Himalayas because you don't have to interact much with anybody. No? So one of the biggest challenges in our lives is this community living. And sometimes, if we are sincere, then Krishna proves you wrong. This tagging devotee, I'll tell you one personal experience. I had a particular impression about some devotee. He always like this, always like this, always like this. And every time something they would do, I would feel, I knew it, like this. I always knew it. He said it, she said it, this. And maybe I sincerely prayed to Krishna to overcome this tendency. Krishna started showing me so many other positive aspects of that particular person that now my mind has changed. So sometimes because we are rubbing the wrong side of the devotee, that particular person, whether it's your partner or the devotee or whatever. So if we ask ourselves, what because of me that person is behaving like that, maybe we are able to change. But we pray to Krishna that Krishna, please prove me wrong. This is the impression I have about this particular devotee. It's harming my own Krishna consciousness. The Maharaj told us once that the fault of seeing the fault in that person is worse than the fault that that devotee has. The fault of us seeing some fault in the devotee is a worse fault than the actual fault that that devotee has. We know all these things, but still that desire is so strong. So that is why we always say that we have this festival which we celebrate in Mira Road called Nityotsav. Nityotsav means Nityotsav festival. So we have like counselee groups, 12 counselor groups, and every group presents. It's a community program. Once in a month they take some topic, some brahmachari is called. Financially also they manage the whole show. 750 people attend every month this program. Cultural programs are done, children's dance and all. That's a Nityotsav. We named it. We were wondering what to name this monthly satsang program. Well, it's a utsav, na? And let's call it a Nityotsav. It's an eternal festival. But sometimes we celebrate another festival internally. The external festival we celebrate, but we celebrate Nindotsav. You have that experience? Within our hearts, we always are celebrating Nindotsav. Ninda means criticism, judgmentalism, all this. So most of the times in our mind we are trying to celebrate that, and with close ones it comes out. There was one friend of mine, whenever we would meet, she would tell me something about people. I would also land up with this one ka this and that one ka that and this that. Now, sir, is this the basis of our relationship which we are having? Doesn't make any, we are not helping each other, we are not making any progress. So this is not association. This is not association. So we try to overcome it. That if that devotee is behaving in that particular way, it's between him and Krishna. Why I should spoil my Krishna consciousness by getting into it? So another mantra which we learn in community living is what? Mind our own business. Is it concerning me? If it's directly affecting me, I try to find some practical solution. Because I don't know in detail what you are meaning to say, I'm just giving a general thought. Okay, if we all can learn to mind our own business, that how I can make progress and what I should do and should not do, then these other people's things will not affect us so much. Otherwise, our whole life will go in getting affected by these things. He said this and he did this. She said this and she did this and he didn't do and she didn't do. Forget it. My Krishna consciousness has to grow. I cannot allow it to go down because of this.
Madhuri. Yeah, okay. In the same line, I have a very close friend of mine who is a dentist. We are very thick friends. He stays in a place which is, we are at Mira Road. He is staying at a place called Sion, which is quite far on the Central Railway side. And we don't really get to meet each other in our home. So a few years back, in our previous home, I called him over and said, no, you have not been coming back. I need to come home sometimes, you know. He came with his family. He spent the night with us. It was very, very uncommon for him and us to meet in the house like that. And he came, we were talking. We went till late in the night.
And then we went to the train next day. I was supposed to go to Bombay. He was supposed to go to sign back. I said, my dear Prabhu, I am so very unhappy about our yesterday's meeting. I'm completely dissatisfied because we didn't talk any positive Krishna consciousness. We just were talking about devotees in a not non-progressive, non-constructive manner. What he's doing and she's doing, what they are doing and this and that. And I didn't feel nourished in your association, which I know it can happen because you have so much Krishna consciousness to share with. But we really allowed the conversation to degenerate into a level which was not really inspiration to my heart. And I'm not happy about it. I just openly, sort of expressed my heart in honesty with him. And he so much deeply appreciated my feedback to him. So we have a theme in our council group, and we discuss various topics. Almost every other meeting we will chant this one verse from Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Yes. We chant this one verse, that this is the essence of Vaishnava relationship. Vaishnava relationship is so sacred. It is a blessing to have a Vaishnava in your association. It is such a rare thing to have Vaishnava. Shastras glorify this thing as like the number one attainment of life. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sarva Shastra, Sarva Shastra Khoi. If Shastra talking about it, and you have not one or two, you have a community of devotees. Hundreds of views around you, and look at how we just spoil it because of Maya which sits in our mind. Right? So we chant this one mantra, which is essence of Vaishnava Sangha. Machita madgata prana bodhayantascha parasparam katayantascha maam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. This is Vaishnava Sangha. When you meet a fellow God brother or God sister or fellow devotee practicing in a community, when you meet each other, apart from the basic courtesies of how you are doing and how's your exams of children and how is your health and how's your finances and how you are paying your loans, those will be just, I think which we need to share sometimes, which are sort of laukik. Laukik means something which is on a practical level. But yet, the entire lesson is not just based on that alone. We have to allow the conversation to go a little deeper and say, bro, please share with me. So when sadhus meet in Vrindavan, for example, Radha Maharaj was telling once, the first question I asked is, how's your bhajan? How's your bhajan going on? Now, bhajan is not mudang kartala and harmonium. That's actually a bhajan. But your spiritual life is called as, in one word, as your bhajan. When sadhus meet, this is their talk. Aapka bhajan kaisa chal raha hai? How is your bhajan going on? So we said, aapka loans kaisa bhara? We have to have a different type of, are you paying your loans properly? How much mortgage you have and this and that. When we meet, we should have a better subject. Bodhayantascha parasparam, because Krishna has given us promise in this sloka. This sloka will, when this, he said this, it is promise that if you talk about me, ma chitta, mata, prana, parasparam, mam, nityam, the word mam, mata has come so many times. Tushyanti ramanti. Your heart will find the greatest satisfaction and bliss only conversing about. This is the secret of Vaishnava relationship. If we allow that to become the forefront of our consciousness, like the other day we had gone to one devotee, we were talking about, who came to our house. I had some dental work to do, she had some cleaning to do. And as he was cleaning, he was sharing some good things which he heard from some other lecture. Right, Vishaka? Some nice things. Said, wow, as he's cleaning my tooth also, he's sharing something good. And Vishaka said, this is so nice what he has said. We should remember this all our life. So in this way, when devotees meet, they share just the goodness of Krishna consciousness with each other. That makes the relationship really Krishna-centered. When we remove ourselves out, what you feel about that devotee, so again the question is, so what? What is the value of my opinion about that devotee? Who am I to think this or that about it? It doesn't matter. Right? So when you keep the word I out, see, I'm serving Krishna. what he's doing for Krishna. Externally, it will be very difficult to judge what devotees are, what the external performance is. What are his internal struggles? Only Krishna knows. Krishna is seeing the heart of the devotee. And through all his apparent mistakes or faults, what he is doing, he may be really struggling so much to overcome his anarthas, which still sort of slip out of his, you know, in a conscious manner. Krishna may be very pleased with his sincerity. And you may be very proud of doing better than him. So in Krishna's eyes, we may be more fallen because we are doing better, but we are proud about it. And he or she is not doing so well as we think he should be doing, but he is doing a deep sincerity, repentance, and feeling of struggle. Struggling to control his senses and mind and his behavior. Krishna said, wow, you are wonderful. Because you're struggling to get my mercy. He may be getting more blessings than people like you and me who are, I'm doing so wonderful. The Maya was saying, hey, Dwarkadish, you are the best. So that mantra is really an intoxicant, which she keeps on giving us all the time.
I just had a question. When you do service, all this, you have to watch if everything done on time, if everything done properly. How to maintain that? How to not to get into criticism, and maintain that when you can let it go. Just any advice on that, because I'm kind of in trouble.
Yeah. Okay. Can I say something?
One is that we show it by our own example, and secondly, I have heard that there's always a secondary principle and a primary principle. So one thing is that we have to do things punctually for the deities. Things should be perfect because we are not doing it for ourselves. We are doing it for the, you know, pleasure of the deities. So we need to convey, but it's not important what we convey, it's how we convey. So if the people under us, they, you know, whom we are guiding, they feel that we are doing it out of arrogance to show that I'm better and you're not. Remembering while you are telling me Ladini Mataji. Have you heard about Ladini Mataji? In New Vrindavan, she was a pujari of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, and she writes in her biography, I mean, whoever has written that book, that how she was all alone making six offerings. Of making the offerings, cooking the offerings, doing the offerings, cleaning up everything after the offerings, and she was all alone handling it. And when devotees were, it's always any position, service you do, whether it's DT department or managerial or anything, people are not going to be the way we expect them to be. So maximum way, whatever we can do best to maintain those things, standards that we should go out of our way and do. And others, we convey through the authorities, and we show by our own example that people will feel that, oh, I should be doing that. Like if a leader is there and he wants the temple room clean, so obviously 4 or 5 people might have volunteered that, and they have not reached that time, so that room will be clean before Mangal Aarti. So then the leader himself starts cleaning. So 2-3 times when they see that, oh, he's doing, then the people will feel that I should come on time. But if the leader just fires them, why don't you come, and you know, you are this. The people feel more discouraged that he's always shouting at me, why should I come and do it? So sometimes you have to inspire by example more than by words. Yeah, and appreciate.
If they have come in time, which, and since the time is such an important principle of deity worship, Prabhupada said cleanliness and punctuality, these are two main things, and you all live by that in ISKCON, right? The shank has to blow at 4:15 no matter what happens in the world. There's an earthquake there, you know, still have to blow the... So that's how we are fanatically concerned about Krishna must get his... see his devotees in the morning when all of us are standing to greet him. So at times when the gentleman has come in time, he said, Prabhu, you know what, I'm just so happy with you. Because Prabhupada stressed this so many times, and I've seen the last 4 weeks, you're supposed to come on every Tuesday for Mangal Aarti, and you are there at 3:30, you prepare the plate properly, and you go and wake up the deities at 4:15, boom, you are always there. Huh? So the fifth time he may not have done, right? You have invested some appreciation in him. So when he is not doing for some reason, you know that he is not insincere. There may be some reason, there's a traffic jam or some breakdown or whatever happened, or shallow sick in the night, whatever. And then you tell him, he's not going to feel bad. But if the only thing you have told him is that no, then you are, as he said, going to be tagged. This pujari is always a no. Right? So I think we need to be more liberal with our appreciative words. Just be more liberal in appreciating. That will make things much, much, much better. Anyway, you have to, as you said, the tone. So Prabhu, can you, I've been noticing the last 2 times you've been coming 10 minutes late. And it is really making our temple standards go down. And I know somewhere down the line the Prabhupada will not be happy with this. Is it possible for you to come early, or should ask somebody else to do it, or is there any way we can improve on this? So we make it a question rather than, a comment. The same thing can be put in, this is a difference. One is to make something into a comment and somebody make it into a question. So what is easier to achieve in the mind? What the mind will respond to, a comment or a question? A question. But that gives, that question means that I mean, ask something which I can probably do. Comment means you have already concluded on me, okay, I am like this. So my mind is going to accept it with more reluctance. So I think we make comments into questions. That's a better way of a little small skill on, communicating things the way we want to. She's asking a question. You have been there for a long time. I know. You might be tired by now. Anybody having a backache? Sitting for a long time? You're sitting for hours' sake, huh?
Okay, I think
you should end. Yes. The final bell is rung. Tung. Seminar ends.
Build a community. So that's a couple of things which we are working a lot, and recently, we have been finding so many reasons, how we can overcome some of the hurdles. We actually came to roadblocks at so many points, at so many reasons. So some of the things which Prabhuji has actually addressed in a very nice and meticulous way. In fact, very shastric way, and some of the things have in a practical way how we can deal with certain things. Those are really very helpful for us to apply. Many things I can relate to how exactly he was talking about in the personal things, that how we should not be critical about somebody, and we should try to mind our own business. And one of the things he was saying, the das, das, angu das. That's one of the principles. Very difficult to follow, and it's very easy for also me to say in any kind of lectures. So, Prabhuji is there, but I'm just telling you, being a temple president, I find it very difficult. But actually, this is kind of one of the eye-opening. All the time, you should hear. So this is one of the reasons why we want to have such inspirational lectures time and again. So the reason why I'm telling you is that, so that with this reason, I can actually put a request at the Lotus Feet again and again, that please consider visiting Boston all the time. Even if you don't have any other reason, just show your love for us. Like, for his sake, to us. AMC, it's SMC, but actually Spiritual Multinational Company. Anyway, I think that was on that like wonderful note. They'll be coming back maybe next year. They are coming after 1 month, but perhaps since we'll be having His Holiness Narayana Swami during that time, so we may not be able to have, and also we will be having so many different exalted devotees during that week. So we may miss their association again in the next month, but we definitely would like to have it in the next year. So that's on that note, I would like to thank them whatever they have actually today tried to teach us, and perhaps most of you got something as a lessons for today, maybe for lifetime perhaps. Okay. So let's thank from core of our heart for Srila Prabhupada's sake, for giving us such a wonderful devotee to our ISKCON. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Ultra busy. He is actually a doctor by profession. You can see that he actually goes to work quite frequently, and all of us, Prasanna Prabhu, can actually relate to him how doctor's life is. It is very tough and difficult. But despite of that, he spends a lot of time for the devotees. Not just here, but even in India also. Both Prabhuji and Mataji. Mataji, they are such a wonderful devotees. Now, all of us may have heard also Mataji for the first time. How amazing she is. I wish we could have her here and do the Chetna classes here.
Okay.
You will have some spider Vishakapriya Mataji's replicas perhaps here. Thank you once again, okay, Mataji and Prabhuji.
Thank you for making us feel at